right, let's do it. I am Jeff Kay. This is the Jeff Kay Show. We're broadcasting once again from deep, deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for listening. So on and so forth. Well, as I record this, the polar vortex still has us in its grips. In fact, when I opened up this software that I used to record these podcast episodes, these award-winning, well, wait a minute, I haven't won any awards yet. I mean, it's only a matter of time, though, right? Hello? Anyway, when I opened up the software to record this episode, I started talking into the mic, and everything was pegged. Like every setting in this thing was maxed out. It was all the way turned up as high. Everything was on 11. What the hell? How could all the settings just max out? I didn't do that, obviously. How in the world? I blame it on the polar vortex. There can be no other explanation. So it still has us in its grips, although it's loosening a bit. That grip is loosening a bit. A couple days ago it was -7, supposedly. And by Tuesday, it's supposed to be +55. That's a pretty wide swing in just a few days. I don't know, weird. I about had it. I don't know what this polar vortex means. Does that mean like the poles, like the North Pole and the South Pole, are no longer on the top and bottom? They're like sort of on the sides. Is that what's going on? As you can tell, I'm quite the scientist. I don't know. But anyway, it's cold. That's what I do know. And my car, when you turn, like when you go around a corner, it's like creaking, you know. The thing is bitching. My car is bitching if it has to do anything other than just go straight. You know, because everything's frozen. It's frozen solid. So enough of this nonsense. Pitchers and catchers report in about 2 weeks. So baseball's right around the corner, and that means spring. And that's a good thing. The only downside to spring, bugs, humidity, and grass mowing. So. But I'll take it over this, I guess. We'll see. All right. I mean, I'll complain about those things too. I reserve the right to complain about whatever I want to complain about. It doesn't have to be. There's no consistency, you know. I never claimed to be consistent. All I claim is the right to bitch about it. So I just want to get that on the record. All right. I want to bring you up to date on a couple things going on with my two boys. They're age 20. And age 22, they both still live here with us, and I got a couple updates on them. The younger boy, I don't want to say his name. I don't know why, but I'm weird about that. The younger boy, he bought tickets to go airplane tickets. What is it? Airplane or airline? He bought air tickets to go visit my parents down in Florida. My parents, for the last 12 years, I think, maybe longer, have flown the coop, you know, in the wintertime, and to escape the polar vortex and its brothers and sisters. They go down to Florida every winter. They live down there for months, and they own a little place down there. It's this little community where there's a bunch of other folks who, you know, are escaping the weather up north, and so there's people that congregate there in the winter time from all over the country, and all, you know, up into Canada too. So there's people from all over the country that they spend the winter with, and then in the summertime or when the spring comes around, they all head back to their regular houses. So it's a bizarre, you know. I mean, they love it, you know. I'm certainly happy for them. It just seems, because my parents, when I was growing up, my parents weren't super social. They weren't weirdos, but they weren't the types going out with other couples and going to dinner parties, throwing dinner, you know, that kind of thing. They weren't like that. And, you know, occasionally they would do something with somebody, but they were not social. They were too busy. I mean, they were working. My parents, both my mom and dad, are like workers. They're constantly busy. My dad worked two jobs his whole life. My mom worked all the time and raised me and my brother. They were busy. So they weren't social when I was a kid. Now they are. They have friends all over the country. It's crazy. Just this past summer, they went in. They drove to Iowa. Yeah. They drove out to Iowa. Whole bunch of them got together on somebody owns some big farm there. And they spent like a week in Iowa living in these people's house. Seems out of character, but they love it. They're having a good time. So more power to them. One thing that happened as a result of this Florida thing is they had, I mean, a lot of people. This isn't just them. This is most people. But, you know, they'd have an encounter with somebody from, say, Pennsylvania. Like a negative encounter with somebody from Pennsylvania, let's just say, for instance. And then, so that somebody be like, oh, I don't know, I'm just throwing out some attributes here. A bombastic, angry asshole from Pennsylvania. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just throwing out a for instance. And so they would attribute, they would take that information and then they would attribute the entire state of Pennsylvania is like that. You know what I mean? Or they would take somebody, you know, from the West Coast. I don't know. And they would think that everybody from the West Coast is like this one or two people that they, you know what I'm saying? So they had these ideas in their heads about various regions of the country, and of course West Virginia. That's the best region of the country, and the others. You know, they had other opinions about various regions. But then when they started doing this winter thing, then all these folks from all over the place would congregate there with them in their little closed community. They started realizing, and I think that blew their minds a bit, that people are just basically people. You know, you have the good, the bad, the annoying. The super good, the super bad, and everywhere you go. So I don't know. I think that kind of blew their minds a little bit. I don't know. When I started moving around, I kind of, you know, I think everybody's like that a little bit, you know. But I lived all over the place, so I came to those conclusions myself. So it took them a little while because they were working their asses off for their entire adult lives. So anyway, my son's bought his ticket, paid for it himself. He's got to fly down there. He's got to switch planes in Washington, D.C. both ways. So, I don't know. He'll be fine. He's not an idiot. I mean, he's just got to get off the plane, find the other gate, get on the new plane, head on down to Florida, where he's probably going to, my parents, they have all these, like, you know, all these activities that go on down there, like bingo. They have line dancing. I don't think my parents participate in that, but they go to it. And they have, like, I don't know, all kinds of cornhole. My dad's like, well, we got a big cornhole tournament. I'm like, what? What the hell? What kind of place is this? It's like, apparently it's some kind of game. I don't know. It means a whole different thing to me. Cornhole. Well, so anyway, I don't know what they're going to do. They'll show him a good time. Probably go out for that good Cracker Barrel, that good Sunday chicken, as they call it. It's like I talk to him on Sundays every week, and I'm like, what are you guys going to do today? Oh, you know, 25 couples are going to, you know, later tonight we're going to go to Cracker Barrel for that good Sunday chicken. That's the way it's called. That's what it's called. That good Sunday chicken. I guess it's something they only serve on Sundays. I don't know. But anyway, they love it, man. They can't get enough of that stuff. So I'll probably take him out for that and show him a good time, and he'll just be able to get out of his normal surroundings for a few days. That'll be good. Also, the older boy, he woke up yesterday, found out that he somebody stole his bank card number. I don't know how these things happen, but he had notifications on his phone that somebody in Stockton, California, took his, purchased $141 worth of merchandise at a Foot Locker in Stockton, California. I don't know. How does this stuff happen? Somebody did that to me about a year ago. They stole my bank card number and bought liquor two times during one day. They had to go back. They went there once, and then they returned same day to the same liquor store in Las Vegas. And there was small purchases, $38, $21. I can't remember. It was probably an employee. That's probably what it was. I don't know. Who the hell knows? But I don't like that. You know, I mean, the bank does a really good job of identifying these kinds of things. They put the money back in there after they realize it's fraud. So, you know, that's good. All that's good. But it bugs me, you know. You feel violated. And then you start doing this thing where you're like, how in the hell, when did this happen? How did they get my number? So you start trying to deconstruct the whole thing. So I had to get a whole new card, whole new number. Everything's, you know, I got so many things tied to this card. I have to go in there and change it. Then you forget something. And then 3 months later, you get an email. This did not pass, this was denied, and then you got to go, you know, so it's a pain in the ass, but at least the banks do a pretty good job of shutting that thing down. Anyway, so he was freaking, you know, he was freaking out about it, throwing a big old giant tantrum, but that's an update on that. Also, we got exciting news this week. Apparently, they're going to build a standalone. A standalone Chick-fil-A in Wilkes-Barre, right across the street from the Cracker Barrel. So you can walk out. You can have lunch. So when they have this thing built and they're operational, you can go have lunch at a Cracker Barrel, get the Cracker Barrel sampler, which is always the best option. It's not the only option, but it's the best option. Walk straight across the street, or waddle, as the case may be, straight across the street, and then have a chicken sandwich over at Chick-fil-A, you know? So this is exciting. We have no Chick-fil-A's up here. Well, we have a couple of half-assed ones where they put these, they put them on college campuses, you know, where it's basically just a slider, you know, where they just put pre-made sandwiches in a stainless steel slider, and you just go grab it out of there and just go pay the cashier. That's not a real Chick-fil-A. I mean, they're branded as Chick-fil-A, but that's not the full experience of the Chick-fil-A. So this will be, as far as I know, the first one that's a real standalone restaurant. Very exciting. So I'm looking forward to that. Even though they don't sell coleslaw anymore, it's inexplicable to me. I mean, I was kind of cut off from the whole Chick-fil-A experience. I mean, I lived in the South most of my adult life, and they're all over the place down there. But so up here, no, we don't have any. So at some point during those years when I was cut off, they stopped selling coleslaw, which, what the hell is that? That was the perfect combination. You got the you get the chicken sandwich. You take those nasty pickles off, set those aside. You got those, what are those things? Those fries, those crosshatch. What are they called? Those crosshatch fries. and then the coleslaw. That was the, and then sweet tea. Ooh, they make the good sweet tea. It's not super sweet, but it's just sweeter. It's in that, the sweetness is in the sweet spot. They know the sweet spot for the sweetness there. Sometimes, often, people, amateur sweet tea makers, go way overboard with the sweetness. It doesn't need to be that sweet. I mean, dial it back a little bit. Holy mackerel. like McDonald's, for instance. I don't want to get into that. But anyway, everything is perfect there. It's a little expensive. They don't sell the coleslaw anymore, which kind of is a disappointment. They also don't sell the chicken salad sandwiches, which is a disappointment. When I would travel, like I'd go down to my folks' house in West Virginia, I would go in Maryland, they have Chick-fil-A. So when I'm driving through Maryland, I would stop at a Chick-fil-A. I would eat the number one value meal or whatever you want to call it. And then I would buy a chicken salad sandwich for the road. They don't sell those anymore either. So I don't know who's making decisions over there, but they still, you know, the core business is still there. So excited. It's going to be, that place is going to be ground zero for me. Cracker Barrel right across the street from a Chick-fil-A. Oh man, this is exciting. And speaking of fast food, yesterday, I probably shouldn't admit all this. I was sitting in Taco Bell and sitting there. Okay. Well, I had trouble for one thing. I had trouble with these guys. I went up there. There's some guy looked like the skipper from Gilligan's Island. He's sweating profusely. He's like aggravated, trying to do five things at once. Not very nice. I mean, he's doing what he needs to do. He's not doing any kind of bedside manner at all. He's like, what can I get you? You know, so I tell him I want the number one, which is a burrito supreme and a taco supreme, which is basically just a taco with sour cream and tomatoes added. And I don't think you can get the burrito supreme just as a standalone anymore. I think the only way you can get it is in that number one combo. So I looked on the menu up there. I don't see burrito supreme. That's my favorite thing. That's one of the original items on the menu, I think. I generally like the original items on the menu. That's what I gravitate towards. Anyway, so I ordered that, and I added another taco supreme. So it was a burrito supreme, two taco supremes, and a drink, which is always Baja Blast. I mean, that goes without saying. Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So I'm standing there, you know, the skipper, he's like, all right, you know, $8.99, $8, or I don't know, it was kind of expensive. That's a myth about Taco Bell. Everybody says, that's so cheap, you know, you can go in there with a $10 bill, feed a family. That's bullshit. That's a lie. That's not true. I don't know where people get these opinions, it becomes like people believe it as fact. That place is expensive. That's not cheap. $8. I mean, that's outrageous in my opinion. So the skipper takes my order, and then I go get my Baja Blast. And then this guy, he goes, 126. He starts yelling that out. I don't know what number I am. I don't have a receipt or anything. The skipper did nothing. He just said, all right, you're good, you know. And I don't know. And he goes... And I said, I don't know if that's mine or not. He goes, bean burrito, two regular tacos. I said, no, that's not mine. And he's like, 126, you know, shouting it out. And then Skipper comes up here. He goes, that's your order. I said, he said it's a bean burrito. The guy goes, and then this kid, he's like, it's a bean supreme. Like, what the hell is that? There's literally nothing on the menu called a bean supreme. It's like, what the? I said, all right, well, he goes, no, that's it. That's a burrito supreme. This is the skipper talking. It's a burrito supreme, two taco supremes. He remembered what I said. All right, that's not what he said it was. And the guy's like, Jesus, you know, he's giving me attitude. That kid, that little shiny zitty. You know, anyway, so he's giving me attitude because I showed him up in front of the skipper. And so I go over there. I'm sitting at a table. Now, this is unpredictable. All right, what I'm about to tell you, I could have never predicted ever, really. So I was sitting there at a table. There was some old lady sitting not far from me. She was eating something. I don't know. It looked like she was, you know, those, you know, she had some kind of a burrito, but she was like squeezing the, you know what I'm saying? She had like, she put the end of the burrito in her mouth and like squeezed the stuff out of it. It's like, what the, that's not the proper method. So I'm sitting there looking at my phone and occasionally looking at her. Next thing you know, I hear all this noise. And I look back and there's these guys standing outside the window and they're like looking at it like they're, you know, trying to decide. I don't know. They look like workers. I don't know what they were doing. So I'm sitting there eating and, you know, reading Major League Baseball trade rumors on my phone, watching this woman like squeeze the innards out of a burrito into her mouth. And next thing you know, I hear this big clank. They take the entire plate glass window out. You know, I mean, the thing is completely removed, and it's 17 degrees and windy out there. And so this big gust of wind comes blasting in there, and everybody's napkins are flying through the air. Like, what the hell is going on? And the guy goes, "Well, this cold caused the window to crack, and they're replacing it." I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm sitting in there, and the wind is just howling, and it's freaking cold. And it's like whistling across my burrito supreme, you know. And that lady's like, what? You know, everybody's like, there's napkins and wrappers flying all over. So anyway, they had that thing fixed pretty quickly, but you know, I mean, what are the chances of that? So, and another thing, I feel like that those burrito supremes, I feel like they don't taste the same as they used to. I feel like they're mixing that thing up a little bit. Also, I know this is controversial. It's probably just me because it seems like this would cause international uproar, but it feels like the Big Mac sauce has changed. Who's with me on this? I think the last few times I've had it, I've had a Big Mac. Come under the last few times I've, you know, had a Big Mac attack. it feels like the Big Mac sauce was it tasted different. Like it had garlic in it or something. I don't care for that. It's probably just me. But because it feels like if they change the Big Mac sauce, people would be in an uproar. I mean, you can raise people's taxes, you can declare war around the world, you know, you can do whatever you want to people, and people are like, whatever, you know, it's the way it goes. You know, it's the world we live in. But you start messing with the Big Mac sauce, then you got trouble on your hands. So it's probably just me because I haven't heard a word about it. But anyway, it feels like they changed the Big Mac sauce. It also feels like they've been monkeying and tinkering with the classic burrito supreme. Or it could be just my taste buds. They're beleaguered. They're destroyed, burned out because of the abuse that I've shown them. So I don't know, maybe, you know, it could just be me. It probably is. I'm speaking of Big Mac sauce, somehow, I think I was a reader on my website years ago, posted a comment, and this killed me. He said that he used to work at a McDonald's, and he loved Big Mac sauce so much that he used to steal, like, sacks of it. And he would, he'd have it in his car, like on the console of his car. He'd just be like riding down the road and just like take a hit off that Big Mac sauce sack every once in a while. He said it was shaped like a funnel type thing, like a teat. So he'd take a hit of Big Mac sauce off that plastic teat every once in a while he's driving, kept that thing in his car. That killed me. I love that kind of stuff. All right, I was gonna rank the I was gonna try to rank the fast food restaurants, but I'm running out of time here. I would say the number one. I'm talking about the big international conglomerates. This is how I would rank them. All right. So what are the international conglomerates? They are Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, KFC, Taco Bell, right? Those are the five, right? In my opinion. I mean, I don't put Chick-fil-A or any of those. Those are outliers as far as I'm concerned. But I would put those. So those in those five, how would you rank those five as favorites? I would put Wendy's number one by far. The number one with cheese, no pickles, and a Coke. That's perfect. Man, that is a perfect fast food meal. By the way, I had an old boss in Atlanta who used to say, it doesn't matter which number you order, it's all going to end up as number two eventually. I heard him say that like 27, maybe 35 times. Guy's a world-class comedian. So I'd put Wendy's number one. Number two, this is going to be controversial. I think I'm going to go with Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. What's wrong with Taco Bell? People say all kinds of stuff about Taco Bell. There's a lot of diarrhea comedy, you know, with surrounding Taco Bell. You must be a delicate little flower if you can't handle a chalupa without it devastating your world. I mean, give me a break. I like Taco Bell. I know it's five different ingredients just reconfigured 27 different ways. I don't care. I like it. You can sue me if you want. File a lawsuit. Also, that's number two. Number three, I don't know. Burger King and McDonald's. Those guys, I think I like Burger King better, but I end up going to McDonald's more. It's hard to explain, but on paper, Burger King's better, but I go to McDonald's far more than I go to Burger King. So I don't know. That's kind of, you'd flip-flop these things. I would say Burger King number three, McDonald's number four, and at the bottom, KFC always. I don't like that. I mean, I go there every once in a while. I just get chicken strips. I don't like to dismantle a, I don't like strip it off skin and tendons. Shit snapping. What am I, a dingo? I'm not a dingo. I'm a man. All right. So that's how I'd rank them. You tell me how you'd rank them. How would you rank the big five? Let's see. Oh, speaking of Taco Bell, when I was out in California, there was this place called Del Taco. The poor man's Taco Bell, in my opinion. Their food was terrible. But it really was cheap. They had these like soft tacos that were basically a tortilla, like a small tortilla, with like a tablespoon of meat, like ground beef, a tablespoon of ground beef, a tablespoon of shredded cheese, and a shitload of shredded lettuce. And the things were like 39 cents or something. And I was poor. The whole time we were living out there, we had no money. So I would sometimes go down there to Del Taco. I'd get six of those babies, take it back to the office, get a soda or a water out of the machine. They were like 75 cents at that point. It'd be like $3 for lunch. And those things were terrible. It was basically just eating a mouthload of like lettuce and flour. It was not good. But one time I was in that Del Taco. This is mildly interesting. I went in there. This is when I was flush with cash, clearly. And whenever I had a little extra money, I would sometimes eat inside Del Taco instead of going through the drive-thru and taking it back to my desk. I would sometimes eat in there. And Red from that 70s show? He was eating some kind of burrito or something, sitting in there by himself. That's the thing about Burbank. You would actually see, semi-celebrities around every once in a while. Not as often as you would think, but every once in a while you'd run into somebody. Yeah, you'd see Jay Leno driving some steam-powered car, in his all-denim get-up. And And you'd see people like Drew Carey around, you know, every once in a while. But I saw Red from That 70s Show sitting in a Del Taco eating a burrito. Yeah, baby. Who has stories like that? All right. I don't even have time for the whistle dick of the week. I'll do it again. I'll do it next week. This doesn't really fit with the theme anyway. It's turned into an all fast food thing. So I hope you enjoyed this, and I will be back on Thursday over at Patreon. Oh, if you want to, I should mention that. If you want to double down on the Jeff K. Shows, just head on over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a $4 or more a month patronage. That's a monthly donation. So sign up, put it on a credit card. It comes out at the first of every month, and in exchange and as a result of that patronage, you'll gain access to a second show, a weekly show that comes out every Thursday. That's my thank you to patrons. It's only available to patrons. So if you want to hear the Thursday show and you want to support my efforts, then it's easy to do. Patreon.com/Jeff K. Head on over and sign up today. And we're at the end. In fact, I'm a little over. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'll be back on Thursday over at Patreon. Until then, have a great one. Bye. You know, later tonight, we're going to go to Cracker Barrel for that good Sunday chicken.